Good morning. How good it is to be together on this ninth Sunday after Pentecost and the final Sunday of July. It is always good to gather in this place together, and I trust you know whether this is your first time among us or you've been here many times before. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, our deep desire is to meet you where you are and share God's love with you. If this happens to be your first Sunday back to in-person worship, I'm going to ask you to take a moment to fill out one of the little cards that happens to be in the pew rack. If you've been here before during worship, since we have regathered in June, no need to fill one out again. But if this is your first Sunday back, we ask you to take a moment to fill out the little card and simply lay it on the pew next to you. We will gather them up after worship. Pastor Addie and I are simply trying to keep track of who among our folks have returned to worship and who have not yet had an opportunity to do so that we might reach their direction. Two important announcements. We are at the end of July, which means on Wednesday evening of this month, there will be a vacation Bible school gathering for all of the children and parents and grandparents who have participating with their summer luggage and traveling through the mountains and the shore and wherever their journeys have taken them. It will be Wednesday evening, 7 to 8, right outdoors near the labyrinth and gardens there. So come along with little ones and enjoy the evening together with Pastor Addie. Also, reminder that next Sunday, August 1st, we will be celebrating communion as part of worship. And for those of you who were present on Easter morning when we gathered in White's Road Park, you may remember we used individually wrapped little communion elements, little cups and pieces of bread, all individually and safely wrapped for us to use, a gluten-free option available as well. That's what we will be using next Sunday also. So please come and join us as we share communion together. And now I'm going to invite you to join with me as we take a deep, slow breath. Breathing in the presence of our God here among us or wherever we may be as we listen to worship. Holding on to that breath. And then as we exhale, letting go of those things that might distract us or cause us to be preoccupied, enable us so that we might listen clearly together and sense God's presence in our midst. Let us worship together.
Thank you. Our theme this morning, God's abundant presence, has me thinking a lot about the word abundance and what it means, and most importantly, our complicated relationship with it. You see, we live in a culture of consumerism, one that always likes to point out what is lacking rather than what is present. One where the prevailing mindset is one of scarcity, or rather, the fear of scarcity. A mindset that tells us that we don't have enough. We need more, and there's something out there that you don't have that would make your life so much better and so much easier. And you should probably buy two of them just in case. This mindset, of course, has not been helped by a global pandemic that had us hoarding toilet paper and proving to doomsday preppers everywhere that their stockpile was a good idea all along. But abundance. Abundance is a shift of the mind and the heart. It is moving from the fear of, I better stock up because there might not be enough for me, to the hope of, if I stop at enough, there will be enough for everyone. A mindset of abundance is a mindset of enough. Not lacking, not overloaded, enough. Having plenty, never coming up short, being content. When we think about the presence of God, I don't know about you, but I'd rather be in the abundance mindset than the scarcity mindset. Because God's presence, God's love, God's grace is enough. It's plenty. It never comes up short. We never run out. And it's something in which we can be quite content. We don't have to hoard it or hide it or buy two of it when it's on sale. It's free and it's plentiful and it's renewable and it's enough. When we tune into God's abundance, when we shift from fear to hope, we have access to a deep contentment and a deep peace, one that passes all understanding, one that no sale on earth can give, and nothing and no one can take away. One that I pray, I know we will encounter here in this place as we gather together to worship. In the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to join me as we pray together our prayer of confession that's printed in our bulletins. Let us pray. Generous God, your giving knows no limits, but we confess that all too often we don't follow your lead, but choose instead to keep our own hands, hearts, and minds firmly closed. Forgive us for times when our own wants and needs take center stage and push aside those of our neighbors. Forgive us for moments when we operate out of scarcity rather than abundance. Forgive us for situations where we see only the problem rather than daring to dream about the solution. Help us to transcend the anxiety and fear that we don't and won't have enough, and to always feel, think, and act as those who have access to your plentiful hope. Amen. Friends, God is indeed abundant in generosity, in love, in mercy, and in grace. When we dare to be honest, when we dare to come before God and confess our sins, when we simply ask for help, that abundance, God's abundance, is ours. May we accept that gift this day, and may it impact and change the way we live in this world. Amen.
Our first scripture reading this morning comes from the Hebrew Scriptures, the book of Psalms, Psalm 145. Beginning to read at verse 10. As is true in so many of the Psalms, David, who happens to be the author of this psalm, switches back and forth between talking to the Lord and talking about the Lord. Starting with verse 10. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your faithful shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make it known to all people your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and gracious in all his deeds. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You opened your hand, satisfying the desire of every living thing. The Lord is just in all his ways and kind in all his doings. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. And our gospel lesson today comes from John's gospel, the 6th chapter. A very familiar story, the feeding of the 5,000. After this, Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" Jesus said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in the place, so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over, so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who is coming into the world." These are God's words for us. As always, we pray that God will give us wisdom beyond our own to apply them to our lives today. Amen.